Alleluia! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Good morning, Trinity Church. So scattered, smothered, and peppered. An extra large order of hash browns. A ham and cheese omelet with four triangles of overly buttered toast ready to be slathered with jelly for a dessert. All lubricated by a bottomless cup of coffee and back in the day about a half a pack of cigarettes. Lord have mercy. I love the Waffle House. Whether taking that road trip exit where its iconic sign pokes over an interstate's tree line from the parking lot of a Super 8 motel or settling into a local restaurant for a pre-dawn breakfast or maybe a wee hours nightcap of greasy potato shreds. No matter, for the Waffle House is always open. And around the time of our last pre-pandemic Thanksgiving, that's 2019, the Washington Post ran a story about a Birmingham, Alabama Waffle House where customer Evan Crispo rolled in for a midnight snack. Perhaps waking from a stupor following the birthday party he had earlier attended, Crispo realized his order, a double waffle, no syrup, was delayed. The 24-year-old looked up from his phone, took stock of the situation, and saw only a single Waffle House employee in the building. The look on his face was maybe fear, maybe shock, maybe bewilderment, Crispo said of the worker whose name tag read Ben. And Crispo watched as Ben took the orders, cooked the food, cleared the tables, used the washer, worked the register. Now, beginning with the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, the hour to which Jesus has many times made reference finally begins to draw discernibly near. And while this turn in the Gospel narrative raises the drama of the moment, the pace of the storytelling nonetheless relaxes. During the first dozen chapters, we have hurriedly followed our busy Lord from one bustling event to the next, the calling of the first disciples to the performance of his first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, from his cleansing of the temple to his healings in Samaria, from his feeding of the 5,000 to his walking on the sea, from his raising of Lazarus from the dead to his triumphal entry in Jerusalem. Jesus has been busy, and now the action slows to a single setting for almost five full chapters as Jesus sits at supper with his friends. The New International Version renders the opening bars of this long section, "It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. And having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love." He now showed them the full extent of his love. As with the resurrection appearances we have heard from the Gospel of Luke in these Sundays since Easter, Jesus again chooses a shared meal, as the setting for the world's salvation. The setting to show his closest friends the full extent of his love. And of course, this farewell discourse narrates no ordinary dinner party. The action does not altogether pause. In addition to the eating and the drinking, there will be, remember, washing and betraying, prophesying and praying, and yet Jesus' big speech holds all this, the bubbling drama, making clear that even after all this time spent with Jesus, there remained then, as there remains now, the real threat, the real possibility that the disciples would misunderstand what following Jesus required of them. Into this context, Jesus speaks his loving word. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Abide in me as I in you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and would become my disciples. Jesus' claim as the true vine, and as we heard last week, as the good shepherd, declares not only who he is as the Christ, but who we are as Christians, as his followers, as his disciples. The imagery Jesus chooses inextricably binds his nature with ours, ours, individually ours, as the body of God in the world. That is, Jesus names that we are only who God calls us to be when we are among the flock, sheep in God's great fold, following our good shepherd. We are only who God calls us to be when we recognize our life lived in the true vine, not in the thorny bramble of this world, but in the true vine of heaven. God the Creator as the vine grower, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. We in God, and God in us, living and loving together and as one. More than I love the Waffle House only, I love diners. The Dysart's truck stop in Bangor, the Old George's Grill on King's Highway in Shreveport, the Pig Stand in San Antonio, breakfast for supper, the waitresses with their glasses on a beaded string, the fellow patrons taking their time with a crossword puzzle or homework or a 3-inch-thick hardback science fiction novel resting on a Formica countertop. And at the most righteous diners, easing onto a stool means becoming part of a community. Not the pressed shirts of a calorie-counting lunch hour crowd or the Vogue singles of a cocktail hotspot, but a multi-chromatic company of passers-through who prefer eating alone in the company of others who are eating alone, of tipsy couples whispering to one another on the same side of the booth, of rowdy gaggles fit for the Mos Eisley Cantina. I imagine such a motley crew back at that Birmingham Waffle House when Evan Crispo saw Ben begin to visit with a customer in a blue shirt, saw Ben hand that man an apron, and saw that customer start working the sink. It was a transition so smooth, I initially assumed it was a staff member who was returning to their shift, Crispo shared. But it wasn't. It was just somebody. A somebody who answered the call, somebody who washed dishes, somebody who stacked plates. Soon after, a woman in a sequined cocktail dress and high heels stood up from her seat, and she started to make coffee. Another patron in a red shirt began bussing tables, and along with Ben, these strangers kept the wheels turning for the 30-odd hungry people crowded into this unassuming diner well after midnight on State Highway 280. Reflecting on the experience, Crispo declared, "Humanity isn't just good. Humanity's great." Thanks be to God, as branches of the great vine grower, Jesus reassures us that we will not be left alone, that we will not be left to wilt or to grow wild. No, the one who made us tends us so that we should fear no threat in this promise of withering or burning, For in this teaching, Jesus declares what is already true. What is already true. We already have been pruned. Already have been cleansed. So that we already have been grafted as branches of this one true vine of the vine grower. And we already, by our very nature, are bearing fruit on God's behalf. And no matter how life disappoints or troubles us, the work of the vine grower is not just good, it's great. Friends, we at Trinity Church, we gather to celebrate this good news, to share in this vineyard, recognizing that it is never for ourselves only, but always on behalf of the world that Jesus loves, the world for which Jesus breathed his last, the world for which God raised Jesus out of death and into eternal life. Thereby, we rise with this risen Christ, gathering not to be fed, but to realize how God has made us for feeding. Gathering not to judge, but to grow together in understanding. Gathering not to assume our own righteousness, but to live, to move, to have our being with humility. Gathering not to be served, but to serve. For all our well-intentioned strivings for structural and systemic change in the world, achieving, accomplishing God's greatest hopes, all of those strivings will mean nothing if we waste time fussing and cussing that our double waffle wasn't brought to us quickly enough, failing to see the opportunities in the smallest moments of our daily life that we have to bear God's grace, that we have to show someone that humanity isn't just good, but is great, that we were not made for disappointment, but made for love. Praying that we would be so bold and so faithful. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.